You have your Bibles, turn with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. And I'd like to begin to read at verse 7 through 12. Chapter 1, verse 7 through 12. Paul is writing his second letter to the church at Thessalonica. And we started our study this morning. Looking at this is the second letter that Paul wrote within a very short period of time. And the first portion of this letter is to encourage the believers there as they are have been brought under persecution. Paul deals specifically with the persecution and what is going to happen with those who are unwilling to turn and follow Christ. And he wants to remind the Thessalonians of who is in charge, who has the truth, who is the judge, and who is the one that they are to rely upon. Beginning at verse 7. And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Wherefore also we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of his calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, as we come before you this morning, Lord, or this afternoon, Lord, I pray that you would just speak to us through your word. Lord, we thank you that you are the God that is the God of creation, the God of salvation, the God of judgment, the God of that is there to meet our needs and to be with us and to give us new life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now I pray that you just speak to us through your word this afternoon. This we'd ask in Jesus' name. Amen. As I mentioned this morning, one of the things that we oftentimes can do is get discouraged when we look at all the trouble that's going on in the world. We were talking, even as we were coming over here this afternoon, Roberta and I were just visiting a little bit, and we're talking about how that it is getting so bad everywhere. And it appears that, as she mentioned to me, as she did during the prayer time, of pray for the nation of Israel, because their children that are going to college over there, the professors are turning them against Israel and telling them not to support the nation of Israel, just as college students in our nation are being told that our government is terrible and our nation shouldn't be supported, and the freedoms that we have here in America that God has given to us are really not what we should be pursuing and desiring. And we see that that's just one little tip of the iceberg. There's many, many things. We were visiting with a man at lunch today, and his concern was, he said, he's not a Christian, but he sees what's happening in the world, and he said, everywhere I look, there's young people, and they're into drugs and alcohol, and it's terrible drugs. And he was telling us little tiny kids in his native country were using drugs already. And then along with that comes a whole bunch of other issues and problems. And the scriptures tell us that this is some of the things, the signs that we're going to be seeing in the last days. Well, already at the time of Paul, which was, this letter was written, as I mentioned this morning, between 50 and 68 A.D., and it was in the early stages of Paul's ministry that he wrote this to the church of Thessalonica. And we see here that already at this time, persecution had come upon the Christians. If you became a Christian, you were oftentimes persecuted by those that were pagans, and oftentimes by the Jews that did not want to accept Jesus as Messiah. And so you'd be pagan, persecuted by the government, the religious people, as well as the pagan people around. And this is what was happening at Thessalonica. One of the responses to that is to withdraw, try and escape. Another response is to strike back in anger, and I'm going to get even. And Paul is saying, wait a second, what is our attitude to be as Christians, and what should we do, and what should we, our understanding be about those who are walking in rebellion to God? Because a lot of this is, or all of it is, rebellion against the Lord, against, and as Jesus said, they're persecuting us because they really persecuted Him, and they're striking out at Him because they do not want to hear about God. Well, one of the things that we need to do is we need to warn people. And that's what Paul is talking about here. He's saying, wait a second. God is going to bless you. He hasn't forgotten you, His children, and He will deal with those who are persecuting you and have refused to acknowledge Him. Let's begin at verse 7. And to you who are troubled, rest with us. Now, where was Paul resting? Paul is speaking more than just a physical rest. He's talking about resting in the Lord. His hope and his faith were in Christ. Paul talks about the fact that for him to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. He longed for the day that he could return, or that he could go and be with the Lord. But he said that his need was to be on earth to minister to the people. God still had more letters for him to write. God had more things for him to do. But there was coming the day where he would go to be with the Lord, and he longed for that day. Why? Because his rest and his hope was in the Lord. It wasn't in the things of this world. At one point in Paul's life, he had put his trust in the things of this world. As he said, he was a Pharisee of Pharisees, a Jew, one who was being raised up to be a leader in the Jewish religion and the Sanhedrin, and hold powerful positions in this world and its system. But Paul didn't, when he was delivered by Christ from his sin, he left all that behind. And instead, he pressed on towards a mark, and that mark was found in resting in Christ. And that his hope was in the Lord, that he longed to be with the Lord, that as long as he's walking on this earth, he would have the peace of God in his heart, and the power of God in his life. And this is what he's saying to the church of Thessalonica. This is what he's saying to us, that the Holy Spirit is saying to us, is that you and I need to rest in Jesus, that when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, we will have hope and rest, and we will be delivered. That's when our deliverance will come
from the persecution. And Paul's telling him, we can long for that day. But those that refuse Jesus, there's a different day coming. And this is something that has not been being preached in the church today, and that is judgment. Judgment and hell. It's something that a lot of people don't want to preach. Why? Because it causes people to think. It causes people to be brought to a point of decision in their life. What will they do? Will they follow Christ, or will they continue in their sin, realizing that